Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
For centuries, people have turned to books for comfort, for wisdom, for escape. But today, that idea has evolved into what is known as bibliotherapy. That's the intentional use of reading to support mental health and emotional well-being. I'm absolutely fascinated by this because I definitely, as a reader, can tell the difference, see a difference in my mental and emotional state and presence after I have just sat quietly reading for a period. So to help us explore the science behind bibliotherapy and its place in modern mental health care, we are joined by Barry Viljoen, clinical psychologist. Barry, a very good, warm welcome. Thank you for joining us. I am absolutely fascinated by this. Give us an overview.
Thank you so much for having me. So bibliotherapy, like you said, it is a structured mental health process where often, you know, they can work with coping, their mental health, emotional state, as well as some social problems, and sometimes also develop a sense of resilience through narrative.
It's quite remarkable. I would imagine, simply from my own experience and many people I've chatted to, the corollary might also be true in that so often people say, I just can't read at the moment. I'm so stressed, I'm anxious, and I just can't read.
Yeah. So I think you highlight a very interesting point there, because on the one hand, yes, it takes a certain level of emotional resources to engage with. And I think, again, reading can be, like you said, a bit of escapism, a bit of downtime, very much having to shut off the world because we have to focus on what we're reading, which is the one side of it. And the other is actually bibliotherapy, where you can hopefully, well, maybe sometimes with the help of a therapist or even yourself choosing, you can choose a story that might have similarities to challenges in your life and thus can see how a character navigates those challenges similar to you. And I think that can help us to step out of very difficult situations, sometimes feel less alone. And there's a theorist called Cohen who speaks about the fact that in certain narratives where stories are very similar to our own or characters are very similar to us, we often tend to project ourselves into the story and very much start to live through the story and through that character.
So are you saying that bibliotherapy, just that I understand it properly, isn't just simply the act of reading and the act of calming your mind and taking that time, but actually it is also about the content?
Most definitely. And I think that's where reading can be very good for our mental health, but also there can be a bit more if it's a bit more structured and targeted.
So just give me an example of how that would work. Would obviously therefore need to be in working together with a therapist to guide in that direction.
Exactly that. So a lot of the time it is with adults, but it's not seen too frequently in South Africa, but more with children. So I can think of a former intern of mine who's written a book specifically about divorce. Mm-hmm. And this would be where divorce is occurring within a family and a child might be having certain challenges and feeling very alone and isolated. And this book that they've written is a character which might look like them and might have similar experiences. And it's a story not purely about divorce, but about a child going through a family divorce and how they're maybe navigating the challenges of where they want to stay and their feelings.
What's interesting about that is I find if I'm stressed about a certain thing, I don't want to read about that in a book. So I might go through, and I often tell our listeners, I love cozy crime. Why? Because it's almost like a bloodless murder set in Cotswold somewhere and a very much old bag of Miss Marple solving this puzzle and crime. But it's got no connection with any of the stresses or anxiety that I might be dealing with. So that feels a lot safer because I don't have to face anything. What you're suggesting is perhaps a bit of the opposite, where you bring it back to a theme of something that you are dealing with. How, obviously facing it through the eyes of another character. How powerful is that? I mean, does that support healing?
So there's a lot of literature supporting it internationally that it does promote healing. I think one has to be very careful with how one approaches it, because I think, like you say, if you're in a position where you feel overwhelmed and stressed, the last thing you want to read about is someone who's stressed and overwhelmed.
Mm.
So I think it's, again, about navigating what works for the person. In this case, it's the being able to switch off for you, I assume, and hearing a story which is very different, but it's also someone who's incredibly now competent and able to overcome all these challenges. And it probably leaves you with a sense of, you know, I suppose accomplishment to a level, like, wow, she's done it again. But also entertainment, versus someone who might be they do it sometimes also with people with new diagnoses of mental health challenges, or sometimes with substance abuse, hearing other people's stories of how they've overcome it. So I think, especially where people feel very alone and very much that their life experience is quite unique and they're very isolated, that's where I think it's got a lot of power, in the fact that you don't feel so alone. Even if it's a fictitious character, they've been through something else. I think maybe that's even where the Harry Potter books have become so popular for children navigating adolescence.
Yeah, and what's so interesting about that is I imagine that it's much easier because that's fantasy. It's not a real world, but actually they're dealing with real world challenges. So it's not about me, it's about them, but actually they are dealing with some of the things that I'm dealing with, even though their world is very, very clearly fiction.
No, definitely. And I use Harry Potter as an example because I was given those books as a reader when I went to high school. And I went to one of these boarding schools that was quite far away from home.
Oh, wow.
It was one of those old schools that was where you felt quite easily overwhelmed. And I think even though I definitely didn't go to Hogwarts, there were certain elements that of overlap in Harry and my story.
That is so, so interesting, and it's incredible. So if anybody is listening that who would want to almost try this, maybe they don't have a therapist, but are dealing with something, how would you recommend they approach this?
So I think, again, it's, are we looking at the fact that we're feeling alone and we want someone to engage with and we want a story that is similar to ours? That might be the one approach. Or is it that we want reading for quiet time, for mindfulness and being able to switch off the world? And I think then it would very much look at what books we choose. And there's a lot of resources I think we can find online. And I think if that's also something that you want to then explore further, maybe it's worthwhile reaching out to a therapist and saying that this is what something that they would like the recommendations on, and maybe booking a session. Or even a registered counselor is also great sometimes. It's just someone to talk to, and you don't need to have it be as pathologizing as going to see a therapist.
Yeah, I think this is amazing.